The Honolulu Weekly's publisher, Lori Carlson, stunned the Weekly's staff with news of the paper's demise and was apparently surprised herself that editor Mindy Pennybacker intends to keep the team together for another run. What kind of wounded animal are we trying to get funding for here?
You know, I don't think we're a wounded animal at all. I guess what I'll always be grateful to Lori for is just giving us our head. You know, very few publishers let you tell the truth to power the way we've been able to. And because we've done it consistently while also delighting in the local arts and culture scene and starting things like the literary issue, we just feel like we're not wounded at all, which is why it was such a shock to be forced to recognize as editors the wounded economic side of the Weekly. It just totally knocked the wind out of Lori that this issue had such low revenues, and that was the final nail in the coffin as far as I can tell.
The breadth and depth of the coverage has never been greater. It appears to be full of ads, too.
It's too bad. I think one of the problems is that if you look at our great food issue, which is in print today, our last issue for quite a while, I suppose, a lot of the ads are really terrific from wonderful businesses, but they're one-offs. You know, they're not several ads over time. And that's the real bread and butter of any publication. You know, we are an alternative paper. We don't do advertorial at all. So maybe the larger advertisers have felt maybe we're more critical of them than they would like an editorial vehicle to be. In all honesty, that's something that, of course, has crossed my mind, but I've never let it interfere with my editorial coverage. Maybe that's my nail in my own coffin. As for the smaller advertisers, I think, like all Hawaii businesses, they're still feeling the pinch of the Great Recession.
You don't yet know the total financial picture.
But it may be better for me to restart just with my editorial team and our distribution manager, whoever else wants to stay with us, hopefully our wonderful accountant, and just start afresh. Ikaika Hussey at the Hawaii Independent has offered to post some of the stories that we had planned for the future. I'm really proud and happy to make that announcement. But the other bit of news I wanted to say was that I'll be talking to the Nation Institute over in New York. Essentially, they're a nonprofit umbrella for independent media. People can give through the Nation Institute and get the tax benefit of donating to a nonprofit while earmarking the funds for the Weekly.
Can't wait to see the Pritchett cartoon on this.
I hope he does one. I mean, without the Weekly, where is he going to put it?
A Kickstarter campaign should be up soon, and Pennybacker says $100,000 made there could lay the foundation for other funding sources.
So I think we'll be having some action. And just spread the word. If they see us on social media, retweet, post on their own Facebook page. Our Facebook page is a really good place to start right now.
Pennybacker says she wouldn't go ahead without funding for a full year in hand. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.